Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, John, or good evening, whichever, wherever you are in the world.
It's 12 hours difference, and you are in Shenzhen, China. Where is that?
Shenzhen is just across the border from Hong Kong, and we have toured a pharmaceutical plant and a solar panel plant in Shenzhen, which is the fourth largest city in the People's Republic of China, on the mainland China. Lots of people. It's the fourth largest city, about 7 million people, John, and they are, you know, building like crazy and trying to improve their school system and get industry here. And then I'm on our way back to, we're going through the border crossing now, on the way back to Hong Kong to have a dinner. And then tomorrow I'm going to give a big speech on the environment to the C40. The C40 is a group of 40 cities around the world that try to collaborate and share best practices and learn from each other as to what works in terms of improving our air quality and the getting rid of congestion that stifles our economy and clean water and those kinds of things.
All right. I understand the Chinese. In fact, I read a story earlier this week. There was a situation between a U.S. solar company that is finding it difficult to compete with the Chinese. The Chinese are at the top of the game at the moment.
They are at the top of the game, you know, but I think America's got to not worry about what the Chinese do. What we've got to do is try to make our industries better. We've got to reduce taxes and reduce bureaucracy, and that's going to let us compete. And if we don't do that, we just can't compete. You know, you can order the tides to stop coming in, but they're going to come in. And we're in a competition with people around the world. But I've always believed that America has what it takes. We've just got to focus on doing it and stop. You know, there's a lot of stuff that we put in the ways of particularly small businesses, and I want to make sure we don't do that in New York City, but things that make it more expensive, and then people won't buy our products, they'll buy elsewhere. Remember, the consumer in America loves the Chinese products because they're cheaper, but America can make great products and compete just as well. People think, for example, a John Gambling show is the best show on radio, John. It's not on Bloomberg Radio, and I believe that.
All right. You know, it must be interesting from your perspective to look at just the enormity that is China and the cities and their populations and just the sheer numbers create just massive problems from a management standpoint.
Well, there, you know, China's got four times the number of people that there are in America. They've got 150 million people that live on $1 a day or less, and they're trying to bring them into the 21st century and get them good jobs, just like we're trying to do in America. And they've brought in, 150, 200 million people into the cities and moved them up the ladder, but they have a long ways to go. And, you know, in America, we've got plenty of people who need some help. But what we've got to make sure we do is to give them a hand up rather than a hand out, because if you give them a hand out, they're always going to be dependent on government and on the taxpayer. If you give them a hand up, maybe they'll go on and really be the next Nobel Prize winners and certainly create the jobs. We need more of these immigrants. They work very hard, and that's what we need in America.
We have not spoken since the election. Have you spoken with the governor-elect?
I did. I called the governor-elect before I went to bed on Tuesday night. He was in a very good mood, as you might imagine. I wished him all the best, and we'll work together. And I called the winner in the attorney general's race, Eric Schneiderman, and I called the winner in the controller's race, Tom DiNapoli, and wished them both. And we'll all work together. That's what this is all about. You have an election. And then the public has spoken, and now we've got to make New York State, New York City, the best it can be.
All right. What's your reaction to the national change in Washington?
Well, the public is, I don't think it's a referendum pro-Republican. It is an anti-incumbent. The public is not happy. They know things aren't as good as could be. They're not quite sure why. And when that happens, they always change. You know, this is the first time in 100 years you've seen this kind of turnover. We've, in the last 16 years, had the House leadership turnover three times. That's just unprecedented. And, you know, they have this two parties. So when you're not happy, you switch parties, but neither party seems to be able to make it better, and that's what you have things like the Tea Party, which is really not a party, it's just a collection of people with very different interests, but all of them have one thing in common. They don't think that government's doing its job, and that's gonna puts a lot of pressure. We should find out why and try to do something. The public wants better schools. The public wants more efficient government. Public wants less regulation. You know, I was pleased to, that Chris Quinn did not bring to the floor the would have required paid sick leave. It's just something else we can't afford. Those kinds of things, they would be very nice, except they're job killers, and we just can't keep doing this. We're going to really lose the battle here.
Everybody, both sides, after the election, are all saying that America sent a message to Washington about some of the things that you just touched on. Do you think that they really did get a message, or are we pretty much going to see the same old, same old?
Do you think that if you is your question? What do I hope, or what do I think?
What do I? What do you think? I know what you. I know what you hope for. I want to know what you think.
Let us always hope for the best and prepare for the worst.
Oh gosh! All right. Listen, can you add anything? Story this morning about New York City water. 14% of the homes surveyed. Lead issues. Can you add anything to that?
Yeah, I've talked to Cass Holloway, the commissioner for Department of Environmental Protection. There's always traces. They used to use lead pipes. There's still a lot of lead pipes. It's in these pipes. If you just turn on your water and run it before you use it, none of the water, no matter how much lead you have, is going to be there because it gets into the water.
Okay, I think maybe our cell. Hey, Mr. Mayor, if you can hear me, you're breaking up. So I guess we're gonna have to end it there. I know you're coming back to pull the lanyard on the cannon to start the marathon, and we will talk with you next week.